Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio family, as always, so nice to have your company, and welcome back. Another weekend edition of Community Focus, and another great conversation is underway with members of our Community Focus family. Always something good happening in our communities, and that is definitely the case with this Community Focus family member who I haven't talked to, and literally, Mustafa Shabazz, I haven't seen you in a minute. How are you been doing, family? It's good to have you back.
Good morning, family, and it is a honor to be back on Community Focus. I so look forward to every opportunity that I have to be on Community Focus. We're doing very well in the midst of this pandemic. We're trying to stay as safe as possible and just keep the ball rolling as fast as we possibly can, and continue to do whatever it is that we can do to impact people's lives on a positive way.
Absolutely, Mustafa, and beautifully said, and such a great way to get our conversation underway. And if anybody, my friend, who can keep the ball rolling even during a pandemic is you, as a home realtor and someone who is very familiar with our Community Focus radio family just in general, because every time, Mustafa, and even though the circumstances are different, we still can't exactly get together face to face. And we were just talking about that before we got on air, that hopefully we can return to that sense of normalcy, if you will, because I miss seeing people here at the station, yourself included.
It's a different world that we're in, and
it is.
God willing, that it will end soon, and we can get back to normalcy.
Yes, and just want to shout out appreciation to any and all of us who are doing what is necessary to keep each other safe, whether it's family, whether it's neighbors, whether it's people that we work with, because we've been dealing with quite a bit in the ensuing months since this pandemic broke out back in March. But speaking of things that have really been taking place, Mustafa, let's start our conversation. Speaking of this pandemic, how has it impacted the real estate market overall?
Renee, you would not believe that in the midst or in the middle of a pandemic,
right,
that the real estate market is on steroids.
Really?
I have never would have imagined that in the midst of a pandemic, when things have been shut down, so many people have lost jobs and so many people have lost lives as well. And we pray for the souls of those individuals who have lost lives. And we need to continue to offer prayers up for families and for members of our community that have lost their lives to this pandemic. But I never would have imagined that in the midst of this, that the real estate market would be booming.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's busier and than I've ever seen it since I've been in the real estate market, and I've been doing this since the early 90s.
Wow.
I've never seen a market like this. It's crazy. It's definitely unpredictable. No one would have predicted that the market would have exploded.
Right.
It has in the midst of what we're going through.
And that's what's so interesting about this, Mustafa, because as we listen to you, and as for many who know you and the experience that is associated with you and what you do as a realtor, that really is history making when even you, and as long as you have been doing this, say it's a first, like you said, in the middle of a major pandemic, that you have never seen the housing market so explosive as it is now. And if I can add to that statement, I totally agree with you, because I want to share something personally with you. I'm an individual that likes looking at properties just as something to kind of do on the side. You know how everybody has, yes, like maybe a little side project or something that they like to do to bide their time. And I'm one of those individuals that just loves looking at houses, whether I get in the car and drive through neighborhoods and look at for sale signs, or I'll look at it, you know, electronically through not necessarily social media per se, but when you go to various real estate websites and you see all of these houses that are listed, I am so surprised, because, you know, sometimes there's this ability to kind of put it on your favorites list if you see a home that you really like. And most people do, like, yeah, that's the house that I want. And then maybe not even 2 or 3 days, let alone 2 or 3 weeks or a couple of months in, you go back, and what do you see? You see the SOLD, sold, gone. And you are so spot on. That is exactly, it's like every house that I have liked within the last couple of months has gone. It's like you said, it's gone. It's sold. So I can only imagine from your standpoint as a realtor to, you know, just every other day, you're selling a house to someone.
It's crazy. So this is the analogy that I use so that people can grasp what's going on, what's right, taking place in the real estate market. So you remember when we were first shut down in late March, early April?
Yes.
Everybody was running to the grocery store, and there's this one particular item that everybody was looking for, they couldn't buy it on. You remember what that item
was? I remember one of them. One of them was TP.
That's exactly the one I'm referring to.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Everybody was going to the store, going around to different stores, trying to find that one roll, that one package of TP.
Exactly.
They were going to managers in the stores, wondering, when is your truck coming in?
Right.
When did you get a new truck?
Exactly.
Let me know when the truck comes. I'll be there when the truck gets there.
Exactly.
So I can make sure that I can get mine. Right.
And even so, there were some people who were like camping out, like at a concert, just waiting for, you know, the not necessarily the show to start, but you know what I'm trying to say. They were waiting for the product to arrive.
So that's basically the analogy that we use in terms of what's happening in the real estate market in terms of houses and the availability of houses. We are waiting for them to hit the market, to hit the shelf, and as soon as it hits the shelf, somebody is there to swoop it up.
Exactly.
Or you may have 8, 9, 10, 12, 20 people trying to get that one package
right
off the shelf.
So you are exactly so spot on.
That's exactly what's taking place in the real estate market. Things hit the market. Good properties hit the market.
Right.
You got multiple offers on every single property. There are multiple offers. So that means you got multiple people trying to take that product off of the shelf.
Absolutely. And that's why, and we're both laughing, because it is just incredible that it's happening in these unusual times for so many people. But it reminds me really, Mustafa, what your mantra was when you first came on this program, and you were particularly trying to help those get out of the rental rut and into the homeowner strut. And I mean, you talk about some folks strutting from apartment to house in the last, 5 or 6 months since March. It has just been unbelievable.
It is. It is unreal. No one would have imagined it would take off like this. But
absolutely.
It, but in light of that, in light of that, it has presented challenges for certain segments of the population, for certain segments of the community. It has created challenges. And these challenges have been very hard to overcome because of the lack of inventory. And not only just the lack of inventory,
right,
but the increase in pricing of the inventory.
Yeah.
So, you know, economics, Econ 101, when there's a lack of a commodity, the price of that commodity raises because the demand for that commodity cannot meet the supply for that commodity cannot meet the demand for that commodity. So as a result of that, the prices continuously goes up. Okay? When there's an abundance of that commodity, the overage or surplus of that commodity, then the price of that commodity comes down because there's more inventory, there's more of the product that can meet the demand of the of the public or of the consumer. So what's happening is that if we compare the price of houses in the Triad MLS, this is sold properties in the Triad MLS, compared to July of 2019, it was like $222,000 per house. July of 2020 was $242,000.
Wow.
So the average sale of a home has gone up $20,000 in a year.
That is amazing.
Okay. That is crazy. The actual number of sales in 2019 was 2,167 in the MLS compared to July of this year, 2,461. So you can see a significant increase in the volume as well as a significant increase in the pricing.
Right. And another thing, too, of interest, at least this is what I've noticed, Mustafa, and I'd love to give some feedback on it, is the fact that whether it's a relatively or even brand new housing development in which, I mean, we're talking building homes from the ground up, or even if it's been renovations to existing homes, homes that have, you know, that were originally built, let's say, in the 50s or 60s or 70s, even 80s. But there have been so many modifications to where the house is put up to where it can be up to current code as it goes for housing in 2020. Either way, there has just been this incredible upswing of home ownership.
This is true. And the upswing in home ownership and also the demand.
Exactly.
Because what's happening that is that buyers or consumers are having to settle for homes that they may not would have settled for previously.
Exactly, right.
Because they don't have choices. The choices are few and far between. So if you want to get out of the rental rut, if you want to do the homeowner strategy, if you want to be a homeowner, if you want to realize the American dream of home ownership in this era, in this time that we are in right now, you're going to have to make sacrifices. You're not going to get exactly what it is that you want,
right.
unless you build, unless you custom build.
Exactly.
And oftentimes people don't have that
type of income or resources.
Income and resources to do custom builds. Oh, so it's a different environment to do business in, to do real estate in. And it comes, like I said previously, it comes with many challenges.
But I think you're finding very likely, Mustafa, there are a lot of families that are up to those challenges, because that's the one thing for us as individuals. We're a resilient group of people. And if it's really something that we know that we want and we know that it can be a benefit, whether we're a single individual or we're trying to provide for our families, the sacrifices that we make, of course, we do it in such a way that it is going to be beneficial to help the individual, but particularly our family members. And there are just so many of us, especially whether we're head of households or we're just taking care of individuals, we want to provide the best for our families. And having having something that we can call our own, there's no better example than being the owner of a home.
That is right. That is so true.
Absolutely. I tell you, my friend, listen, this was just answering one question. I'm glad that we have a part two, because actually, in all seriousness, Mustafa, after we do take this break, I want to come back, and something that you always provide us great information on is this. So, Radio Family, I'm going to leave us with this question, and Mustafa will address it once we get back. Are there still funds available for buyers to help with down payment assistance? And you talk about the sacrifices. That is certainly one, is trying to come up with the monies necessary to be in that process of locking that home down. So let's have that for the second half of our discussion, shall we?
That's great.
Wonderful. So let's do this, Radio Family, indeed. Let's take a break. Thanking you so much for your great company, as always, and equally so the great company of members of our Community Focus family, and that is definitely and our good friend Mustafa Shahbaz. Joining me, Renee Vaughn, and thank you, Radio Family. There is indeed more of the weekend edition of Community Focus coming up right after this. And we are back, more of the weekend edition of Community Focus, welcoming those of you just joining us and continually thanking you if you've been with us since the beginning of our public affairs program, heard Saturday and Sunday mornings in our intercom stations. Thanking you, Radio Family, for tuning in right now, and definitely glad to have members of our Community Focus family back with us. That includes home realtor Mustafa Shahbaz. And Mustafa, before the break, I was asking, so let's get right into the question left before we did go to break, are there still funds available for buyers to help with down payment assistance?
Renee, funds are still available.
Great.
There's plenty money that's still available for down payment assistance. Now, the caveat or the downside to that is because the housing pricing sales have gone up significantly.
Right.
It's locking a lot of first-time home buyers out of the process.
Okay.
Because what's happening is that you're trying to access, you're trying to get money for down payment assistance, and funds are available. Funds are available through the state of North Carolina. There's $10,000 in Greensboro that's still available for first-time home buyers. North Carolina Housing Finance still has money available. But the problem is, or the challenge is, and I can help you overcome that challenge. That's why in this environment, it is essential that you have a real estate coach. You need someone who actually knows how to navigate these waters, because these waters are very treacherous right now.
Absolutely.
And you need a captain that can help navigate these waters.
There you go.
And I am that captain.
That's right.
I can do it. But this is the challenge. When we get into a multiple offer situation, and oftentimes, and that's the case more often than not.
Right.
Right. Then the price of housing is basically, you're in a bidding situation at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got 8 of 10 different offers coming in on this particular property.
Right.
And oftentimes what happens is that wherever your budget is, it takes you over your budget where you can't compete.
Exactly.
Also, because you're needing down payment assistance, that's an indication that there is a lack of funds, a lack of savings on your part, and you don't have money, and you need money. So in these multiple offer situations as well, oftentimes money is needed up front, what we call a due diligence fee to the seller in order to take that property off the market. I say to take it off the rack and put it in layaway.
Ah.
You pay a layaway fee.
Good analogy.
Called due diligence fee, but it's the same thing. It's equivalent to a layaway fee.
Mm-hmm.
So you give the seller a layaway fee, a due diligence fee to take it off the market, and oftentimes that fee itself is very competitive. So it's gone from, I used to see it, $500, $600, sometimes $300 due diligence fee.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm seeing $1,000, $1,200, $1,500, $2,500 due diligence fee just to win this deal. So the buyer is in a situation where they need to have money saved.
Yeah.
And they need to have someone that can coach them as to how to put this offer together.
Right.
How to put the terms together in a manner that can be and will be accessible to the seller. So it's very, very important, more important than ever, to have a real estate coach working with you in order to try to secure a property.
Absolutely. And thank you for sharing that. That is very important information. And I'm pretty sure, Mustafa, Radio Family, we're taking notes on that. Of course, before we bring our conversation to an end, we're going to definitely share some contact information so that if someone does have further questions, they certainly will know how to get in most direct contact with you. But the next question is this. Many homeowners have asked for a forbearance from their mortgage company, especially during COVID-19. How will this impact the industry going forward and the homeowner itself, or him or herself?
Great, great question. Great question. And I'm so glad you asked that question, because many people, unfortunately, have not been in a position to make their mortgage payment.
Right.
And they have asked their mortgage company for a forbearance, which basically means that it's in default. You basically suspended. You suspended your payments right. for a certain period of time. Typically, it's, you know, maybe 4 or 5 months. Sometimes they may extend it to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But when that forbearance period is over, some of the mortgage companies are wanting all back payments to be paid at that time.
Wow.
They want you to catch up.
Yeah.
Or you can try to get a modification of your loan
mm-hmm.
so that it can be pretty much refinanced and it can be put on the back of the loan. Hopefully that is the best case scenario, but not everyone is going to qualify for that.
Right.
So what I am hoping I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right, is that at some point going forward, we're going to see a flood of foreclosures coming into the market again, which will bring more inventory to the market, and the prices of the properties are starting to come down, and there will be more to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
But those individuals who are in the situation where they're likely to be foreclosed on, you need to be proactive right now in determining how you're going to deal with this situation once that forbearance period is over with.
Right.
And once again, you need to be reaching out, talking to someone who has knowledge of the industry,
exactly.
knowledge working with mortgage companies, knowledge working on, you know, I'm a certified distressed property expert as well. So you need to be proactive in determining how you're going to deal with that situation when it arises, because most likely it's going to arise and you're not going to be prepared.
And that's the importance of making sure, like you said, you have your I's dotted, your T's crossed, and really all your ducks in a row, so to speak.
Exactly. So it's a, you know, it's a reality that, mm-hmm. that's going to come to pass.
Right.
And we have to be able to be willing and ready to deal with that when it approaches.
Absolutely. Mustafa, thank you so much for the great information you're sharing thus far, as I want to take this opportunity again to say thank you for listening. You are in tune to the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our intercom station Saturday and Sunday mornings, definitely getting the word out, talking about wonderful people such as Mustafa Shabazz, who was sharing great information. Whether you are a soon-to-be homeowner, you're an existing homeowner, very important information, especially Mustafa, during these COVID-19 times. Now, I wanted to kind of shift gears here a little bit, and I wanted to share with our listeners, we were talking earlier, and feel free, outside of this, any other recent experiences, if you will, that you would like to share, but I wanted to particularly focus on what took place with you recently with one of your homeowners. And I was so impressed by this story that you shared on social media, in that, one, a congratulations was in order, because this was a focused 21. Keep that age in mind, Radio Family. A focused 21-year-old buyer on his first home. And it was what you said after that that just really caught my attention. And I thought it was just so beautifully said. When too many young men his age are focused on playing video games, trying to see what new Jordans are coming out, this young man, and I like the words that you use, laser beam focused on life's more important goals. And how fantastic for someone just 21 years of age, where typically that may or may not, and I guess it's going to depend on a case-by-case basis, that most people have that opportunity to make a major life purchase, such as a house. And here this young man, like you said, was laser beam focused on getting a home. And of course, with your assistance, he was able to do so.
Yeah, I was so proud of this young man to be able to do that. As I had indicated, there are not a lot of young people, especially young African-American males, and I really want to emphasize that, that have that type of focus at such an early age, at such a young age, which also is a testament to the manner and the way in which his parents raised him and helped him stay focused. But he was a young man who had gotten a job. He's not a college graduate. He did not go to college. Mm-hmm. He worked his way up in the job that he presently holds into a supervisory position, a management type position, and he just saved his money. And his parents thought that he was ahead of himself when he first approached them regarding purchasing a home. Oh. And they're like, "What? Buy a house?
Yeah,
man, you need money for that. You need to have money saved up." And then he showed them his bank account. And they're like, "Whoa, yeah, you are ready."
Isn't that wonderful? Wow.
Because you know, he didn't spend his money, you know, buying the latest video game, the latest tennis shoes that came out, and being subjective to the normal whims of young men at that age. Mm-hmm. No, he was focused on saving his money. And once he saved his money, he said, "You know, I want to buy a house."
Wow.
And so we started that process. We started that journey, and we were able to complete that journey. And I was so proud of him. I still am very proud of him. In fact, I helped his brother buy a home in Georgia.
Beautiful.
I helped him buy a home, and now he's got another brother that's will soon be in the process of getting a home as well, because we're working with him. So as I said many, many times before, and I was speaking to one of my coworkers yesterday, we were going through some training things, and I was saying, I am not a salesperson. I don't consider myself a salesman. I consider myself a life coach.
Right.
I coach you to own home ownership. And I tell people when I first meet clients, I guarantee that I can get you into a house if you're coachable.
I remember that.
And not everyone is coachable. Right. But if you're coachable, you can become a homeowner. Mm-hmm. It just takes time. It's a journey. It's a process.
Yeah.
Everyone has to play their part. It's like a play. Everyone has a part. Everyone has a part to play. I have a part to play. The lender has a part to play. The homeowner has a part to play. You know, there are other players that come into play as it relates to the whole process. But everyone does their job. But the most important player, the main character in this process. Is a home buyer.
Right.
You got to be willing to look at the script, look at the directions, follow directions, and act.
Yeah. and you know that is just spot on what you're saying, because getting back to this young man, that's exactly what he did, is that you gave him the playbook, if you will, and said, okay, here are the rules. This is what you have to do. So what that young man did was he studied that playbook and he acted on making those key plays that would get him down to the finish line, to the goal, if you will, when you literally compare it to an actual game. And it was anything but from the literal sense. This young man was focused. He knew that this is what he wanted. and he did what was necessary to obtain that goal. And what was even more beautiful about it is he knew the right people, like you said, that would help make him coachable. And that was going to, of course, his parents, who were super proud. And I mean, what mom and dad wouldn't be to look at their child's bank account and say, yeah, you're ready for a house, you know, exactly. But the fact that he really had such a cheering section in his corner, and look at the results of it. It's like a domino effect. Not only did his parents see the success of him being a homeowner, but then look at what his brother's been able to do. And then another brother who is in the process. So it's really wonderful to know, Mustafa, that when, and I know especially for you as a home realtor, how it just makes you feel like you have just accomplished what you set out to do as that life coach when you give those skills to us. And like you said, we act upon it.
It was very touching. It was one of the most one of the most touching deals that I've done.
Yeah.
Since I've been doing real estate.
Wow. And,
I just enjoy the outcome. I enjoy seeing that. And there were challenges. There were definitely challenges. We lost offers on three or four other properties that we had made an offer on,
okay.
And we got outbid it, and we just kept on. He did not get deterred. He did not lose hope or sight
exactly.
of the goal.
He didn't give up.
He didn't give up. We just kept pursuing it.
Yeah.
Until we actually got it. We were in a multiple offer situation with that one as well.
Mm-hmm.
There were eight other offers on that particular property that we got. We just had an offer that was strong enough to win it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it definitely, I was speaking to another agent that's a very seasoned agent out here. Mm-hmm. We had a conversation the other day, and he was saying, in this environment, you have to have someone who knows how to navigate these waters.
Absolutely.
It's very important to have someone that's experienced, especially right now, because it takes experience. It takes a strategy in order to get properties under contract in this day and time.
Right. And that's a great way to describe it. But to add to that, too, Mustafa, like you said, for someone who has been in your line of work and doing what you've been doing all these years, how rewarding it is for you, and not just as a realtor, but I think even more so as a parent yourself, to see how young ones are really stepping out to the challenges of taking on life situations such as this. Because, you know, we live under mom and dad's roof for a number of years, and then we get to that age where it's time for us to be on our own. But then the real question is, how do we provide for ourselves? What are we going to do? Are we really ready to take that huge step that this young man, obviously, in saving his money, in doing the right things that led up to the process of being a homeowner, it's just got to feel good for you to just see him, and I'm sure hundreds of other examples of young people that hopefully that are listening to this program and will want to follow in his steps, so to speak, that when it comes time for them to purchase a home, they'll know exactly what to do.
Exactly. Yeah, it is very rewarding, and that's why I keep keeping on.
Yeah, doing what you do, what you love to do.
it's what I love to do.
I'm
passionate about what I do, and everyone, I think you can sense the passion in my voice, my energy.
Yeah.
I try to, but it's real, it's genuine, it's not make believe.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really enjoy helping people avail themselves of the dream of home ownership. I really love to see people get in homes.
And just thank you for what you do on behalf of all of us in our various communities. It's folk like you that really do help make the process a whole lot easier, and we so appreciate you for that.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
To God is the glory.
Absolutely. Very much so. Very much so. Well, Mustafa, I tell you, time, it just always flies when we're having great conversation as usual. So I want to ask you a couple of more questions. Do you think that interest rates, that's definitely a big thing to consider when we talk about home ownership. Do you think it will remain favorable even in the current situation that we're in with COVID-19 or this pandemic?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this is the reason why.
Okay.
Interest rates will remain low simply because the real estate market or the housing industry is such a vital part of a thriving economy.
Yeah.
There are so many other industries that are tied to the home buying, home building process.
Mm-hmm.
You think in terms of everything that goes into a home.
Right.
You know, you got doors, windows, roofing, hardware, carpet, flooring, appliances.
Exactly.
You know, you got masons, plumbers, carpenters, roofers. You know, you got all of these services. All of these are tied into this housing industry.
Mm-hmm.
So when the housing industry is favorable and when it's vibrant and alive and moving, all these other industries are working.
Yeah.
When it slows down, all of these other industries slows down as well. So in the midst of a pandemic, we are in an economic downturn, a very serious economic downturn. Everything that we can possibly do to keep things moving in a positive direction is necessary to do so. Interest rates, the lowering of the interest rates, the low interest rate is helping to drive the market in terms of buying, which in turn continuously keeps everything else moving, building, growing, making things to cater to the housing industry. So yes, indeed, it will be low for a while. Take advantage of that opportunity while interest rates are low, because they're not going to remain low, for years to come.
Right.
But as long as we're in an economic downturn,
mm-hmm.
I expect interest rates to remain favorable.
Yeah, because I have seen, or at least have heard from individuals, how interest rates are as low as 2%.
Yeah, you can get about 2% for a 15-year loan.
Yeah. Wow.
I saw the other day that the rate on FHA was 2.5%.
Wow.
2.5% on FHA.
I'm telling you. You're absolutely right. Yeah, exactly. And you're right. That is not going to last forever. Now, real estate, Mustafa, is local, but how does the local market compare with national trends? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. So what we're seeing locally is a reflection of the national market, the national trends in the market, whereas everywhere that you go, you're seeing low inventory levels, and it's sparked by the same thing. You've got the same scenario in most areas. You've got low interest rates. So it doesn't matter what part of the country that you go to, the interest rates are going to be low,
right.
And which is driving more buyers to the market, which is also grabbing up that TP off the shelf.
Yes, exactly.
Right. So the shelves are low, just like it was in March and April.
Mm-hmm.
You went to the grocery store, right? The shelves were low. You could not find it wherever you went.
That's right.
It's the same scenario all across the nation right now in terms of inventory. The shelves are low. Mm-hmm. Everybody's out here trying to find that one package, that one piece of product,
right.
And everybody is scrambling to try to get this one piece of product.
Exactly, and it's what many of us would likely refer to as that hot commodity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
It definitely is.
Oh, yeah, Mustafa, thank you so much, as always. The final and obvious question to ask of you, my friend, is your contact information. So for any of our radio family that I'm sure have questions and they want to reach out to you as quickly as possible, how best can they do so?
They can best reach me at this number, 336-986-0695. My email is mshahid316@gmail.com. That's shahid316@gmail.com. Or you can find me on Facebook or Instagram or also in LinkedIn. Just Google my name. But I'm very easy to find, and I'll be more than happy to sit down and speak with you. If you don't feel comfortable doing it face to face, then we can do it virtually.
Yes.
That's right. One of the changes that has taken place with me is that I have joined a virtual company since June.
June.
When we went
very
virtual.
Good.
Yeah,
yes.
We've gone virtual. So I've joined a company that went virtual 10 years ago. It's called Fathom Realty, and we are not a brick and mortar company. We are a virtual company because wow. we're in a virtual world.
Exactly.
And it made all the sense in the world to me mm-hmm. to affiliate myself with a company that was virtual. And this is the analogy that I use. I left Blockbuster to go to Netflix.
You can't get any more virtual than that, my friend. And you're right. That is so important. And that's where we are in these times, that a lot of people are indeed being in contact with one another on a virtual basis. So it's excellent, because another bonus with working with you is that you're a person that's not afraid to change with the times. And sometimes it's really easy in our line of work or in our profession to get kind of complacent with doing some of the things that we do. But then I love the fact that you are always willing to step up to the challenge when change comes about. And a lot of times that change is not within our control. And so I appreciate the fact that you're willing to step up to the plate and you do what is necessary to continue to help those you care about in our community. So I appreciate you for that, my brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it. And may God bless and protect all of us. And may I ask that everyone please take time out throughout the day or sometime in the day and every day to pray for those who have lost their lives to this pandemic.
Thank you so much, Mustafa Shahbaz. That is a beautiful way to bring this wonderful conversation to a close. As always, you know with me, my friend, no goodbyes, just until next time. So we definitely will make plans for that next time to take place. Thank you again.
Yes, thank you so much. Peace
You're
and blessings.
So welcome. Thank you. And thank you, Radio Family, for the wonderful things that you are continuing to do in our communities. Please, indeed, keep up the great work and do it as safely as you can as well, as we will officially wrap up this weekend edition of Community Focus. And until that next time, do take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.